For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team back at home this weekend. Back in the league play, they'll take on St. Thomas, joined by Vince Corcoran, defenseman, freshman out of Illinois. You sure played a lot Saturday on the line chart. You were listed as the extra skater, which means maybe a couple of shifts, and you played a lot. And I asked Tom after the game why that was, and he goes, well, I just have confidence in him right now. How'd you earn that?
I just try to, I don't know, come to the rink every day, put in the work. You know, hopefully the coaches see that. Try to play just the way I know how to play and not try to do something that I'm not capable of.
You have to make really quick decisions at this level. How have you gotten your brain to speed up from juniors till now?
In the beginning, I'm not going to lie, it was kind of tough. You know, I had a couple tough bounces at first. I was trying to still figure it out, but I feel like these last few weeks, I've been able to just really focus in on, you know, receiving passes and getting them off my stick as fast as possible.
So Caden gets the shorty. All of a sudden, you get the puck at the blue line, and I'm like, there is nobody around Carter Jones right now. big time mix-up on their part defensively, but you still have to find him.
Yeah.
Were you surprised that he was that wide open, and that was kind of an easy play from there, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, coming into North Dakota weekend, we knew that at the Ralph, the boards were a bit, you know, bouncy. So when I saw Rosen take that slap shot and it bounced right back off the boards, I picked my head up, saw Jones in the slot, and I mean, my first thought is always shoot, but they kind of had a wall. I couldn't really see the net, and I just moved it over to Jones. He had a pretty good goal.
All right, you've mentioned Elias. The guy just makes so many plays. How much have you learned from him?
I mean, every day he's just pulling off something crazy in practice even. Like, he'll be like making a, I think he'll be making like a easy breakout pass, and it just turns into something more magical than that. It's pretty unreal, actually.
It's taken him a while to get to that point, too. You'll get there. What has been, you know, your number one takeaway from this team and what the ceiling could be for you guys?
I just feel like we have a lot of drive, a lot of will to win. And, you know, if we just keep playing the way that we know how to play, move our feet, play to our true identity, I feel like number one in the conference is achievable.
I always like asking freshmen who head to the Ralph for the first time what that was like. This is a great building here at the Sanford Center. It is. That's one of the best in the world. Mm-hmm. What's it like playing in it, walking around, just looking around before the game as a freshman?
The first time I looked out, like after coming through the tunnel, it honestly felt like almost like an NHL arena, like all the...
It's better than some.
Just like, yeah, especially ASUs they have over there with the Coyotes. But, yeah, they have the old Blackhawks logo, me being from Illinois and watching the Hawks, and then them playing the Chelsea Dagger, too. It's kind of weird, not going to lie.
What's it going to take to go on a little run here right before Christmas?
I feel like just as long as we just keep playing our game and not fall too far from it. I think as long as we're not trying to play like, I'm trying to think here, as long as we're not trying to be someone that we're not, as long as we stick to what we know, I think we'll come out on top at Christmas and be in a good spot.
Best of luck.
Thank you.